Make a motion that we go back into open.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved in second. We go to close, back into open session. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we're in open session.
Okay, before we talk about the Manila Airport, I want to give you an update on the Destrehan Airport. Talked to the people that are doing the surfacing on there. They are planning on coming in the last week of June and doing that, which is, and then they'll come back in the last part of July, all within the contract limits that we set them.
For the painting?
For the painting.
And then they'll do the closures and openings, whatever they have to do for notifications? Through Brian, coordinate.
Yeah, we've got one already going on for a tower that's being put in. There's a notification, not a closure, but...
Tower where?
Dutch Stone Mountain, somewhere over there.
Oh.
On the 24th of June, AT&T, I guess.
Oh, yeah, they're going to put together, they've got the tower up there. We're going to be doing the work to hang the...
Yeah, the one, interestingly enough, what they're fighting is the availability of paint because of the freeze that happened down in Texas.
Oh.
A lot of the raw materials that produce the paint got frozen and
that's why I was late today.
And a lot of the plants that make the paint had damage to them, so they're fighting it on all their projects and basically having to see what paint they had to see what projects they can do. But they are within the limits of their thing. They will have it open for the 4th of July weekend and everything, so we should be good. If something happens and they get here earlier, they will, but just want to let you know what's going on there. The other thing on the Destrehan Airport is I did talk to the developers regarding the layout. They wanted to make two changes to it. One is the taxiway. We had taxiways on both sides of it. They felt like for a public taxiway should only be on the east side. The west taxiway, they felt we should not show that on our master plan, and that is something that they would do as a private taxiway.
As a part of their
That would be part of their development that would be outside of the airport proper, and they could do it a little bit differently than we could and wouldn't take up as much room, et cetera. And
for clarification's sake, though, this is a potential developer.
Potential developer.
We haven't
correct.
Just done anything
the,
that
the
would
developer
make that for
that we have consulted with just as a potential.
Right.
As a somebody that knows about it. The other thing that they discussed, and we had talked about it internally in ourselves, is that we had included the approach areas into the airport on either side as part of the airport proper area.
It doesn't need to be.
It does not need to be. That could be zoned for height restrictions.
That makes sense.
Yeah, if we pull that back in, they could have a road or something that goes into that area. It would just be limited as far as height restrictions.
I think both of those concepts have some merit.
Yes.
Both of those.
I'm headed over there either today or tomorrow to just do a site visit on the thing, make sure I've got everything, like you said, the utilities that I didn't have on there, and kind of take care of all that. So.
Okay.
And now we're working on putting together the rest of the documents that go together as part of that master plan ALP. So yeah, we'll get that, and we'll get that to you and get it submitted to the state for their review.
Okay.
So, yeah. No, it was good, and they really liked what they saw, and they just, those are the two recommendations, and I thought that they were very good recommendations.
Very good.
Anyhow.
Do you want to retext or email that guy? Or are we just going
to... somebody, he jumped out to get a sandwich, and so...
Okay. We didn't make our time, so...
He'll give me a call back if he needs to, but I don't think that we should wait. I did reach out to the state, talk to them, and they said that we basically need to make a recommendation, and the decision we make will be contingent upon them accepting or not accepting. So that's just part of the motion. But they said they'd get back to us pretty soon. So I think we can go ahead and go forward and make a recommendation and then get that onto the state along with the two proposals and tell them how we went about it. You know, we just do a little letter.
With the justifications.
Yeah, so I'll have to draft up a letter for you guys to sign. With that, I did look at the two proposals, and I guess I would make the recommendation. First of all, both firms are very, very capable. Both firms will do us a good job. No questions asked at all. A little disappointed that the third firm didn't send it something just to make life interesting. I would make the recommendation to go with Quantum Spatial for the amount of $57,777. Contingent upon the state accepting.
Contingent upon the state's acceptance. And question to you, what was the difference in the bids? What created the difference?
The big difference that I could see is Geotero actually got another engineering firm involved to help them out with some of the stuff.
So costs went up on?
Costs went up probably because of that.
On the site visit stuff?
Yes.
Because weren't they close on the?
Yeah, they were.
Aerial.
Yeah, if you look at it from the aerial, it was $49,000 for Geotero and $38,000. So, you know, $10,000 difference there, which to me is a difference in that.
But the scope of work is complete on both for the prices that they provided.
I felt comfortable that the scope of work is complete. I did reach out to Quantum just to verify that they felt comfortable with their bid. And
no hiddens.
No hiddens. Jason actually put me in touch with somebody else within his organization. We had a good talk, and I feel comfortable that we're going to get what we want, what we need to get. They do a lot of these type of surveys throughout the country, so they kind of know what needs to go on. One of the things that wasn't listed, but in talking to them, I did ask that they provide us information on improvements that need to be done to the airport. One of the things that came up in my preliminary stuff was the striping needs to be changed slightly. So I'm just looking at not a whole master plan type thing, but just some minor recommendations like that.
Within the cost that they bid?
Yes.
And not as a change?
Yeah, Quantum felt that was included. It's not just a big elaborate, you know, analysis of the whole thing, but if they do notice anything in their analysis, they need to let me know, which is really what I had asked for.
That's all the questions I have.
Put it this way, I couldn't find a good reason. I couldn't see anything that threw me off or justified going one way or the other.
All things considered equal.
Yeah.
The pricing. Okay.
Well, there's Scott. Hey, Scott.
Hi there.
So, just to give you a quick rehab, I did talk to the Utah State Division of Aeronautics. They want a recommendation from us. I did talk a little bit to Quantum just to verify, and I have made the recommendation to go with Quantum Spatial. And I do say that both you guys have been extremely helpful during the whole course of this, and be more than willing to work with both of you. And I know you guys hear that all the time, but that's the way it is.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Did you have any questions, Randy?
And it is contingent upon the Utah Division of Aeronautics concurrence.
I'd make the motion that we go with the bid received from Quantum.
Spatial.
Spit. Let me get the right one in front of me. Quantum Spatial. Quantum Spatial in the amount of $57,777 that we go forward with them contingent upon, be the recommendation from this commission to go forward with Quantum Spatial for that amount, contingent upon approval by State Aeronautics.
Does that also give Randy the authority to sign the contract? Or do we have to bring it back?
The contract will have to be agendized.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
I think so.
So we have to bring it back for the contract actually?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is discussion consideration of the bids. It doesn't speak to the contract.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we, as stated in the motion, Quantum Spatial has been
recommended,
and their bid was $57,777, and that's contingent upon the Utah Division of Aeronautics approval.
Okay, and I will say that with this bid and with my cost in there, we are within the budget that's set up for the project.
So all in favor of that motion?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We look forward to working with you.
Good.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for your work, Brett.
Yeah, no. Sounds good.
Okay.
Anything else and then I wanted to give you the appreciate. Me doing the update for the airports now instead of earlier.
Yeah, that's good. It worked out good.
My 15-minute call in, it'll be 2 hours.
Okay, and then as an update, just now got word BLM will start restrictions on the 17th. BIA starts today. UN and Duchesne will bump these up to the 17th as well. So,
okay.
For fire stuff.
Brian, did you hear back from the other individual?
Yeah, I just got a text just right now that said, can't make it this time, put me on the schedule for next week, and I will make it happen.
Okay.
So, Jesse. Yeah.
So,
will you keep this since we're still getting close?
And Brian, could you go ahead and put the airport on this contract?
For pitch it or next time?
Worst case scenario, right?
And then we've got correspondence in the packet as well, the judges.
It's not correspondence, it's here.
Is it agendized?
It's here.
Yeah, it's a report.
Justice Court update.
Oh, Justice Court update.
Okay.
I reviewed it.
I did too.
Thank you.
Okay. So, and appreciate the work of all the entities that are involved in that.
And it's showing a positive movement, I'd say.
People are being more attentive.
Is there any other things that need to come forward?
I don't have any. Thank you, Brett, for everything, including the fire and EMS. I know that it's starting to... I was worried. I was double-checking to see if that was a haircut or if you got scalped somewhere. But thank you for your hard work.
Yeah, is that created by pulling hair out?
Well, that too. But thank you. I know.
I will have to say that before I started working with you guys, I had a full head of hair.
I've been working with that for a long
and
time.
So,
mine was dark.
Yeah. And that's just what I was going to say.
Since before you started working with me.
Before I started working with you, I had a full head of hair.
Before you started working with me.
Yes.
So 3 years.
Because before I went to college, I had a full head of hair.
He's mean. He's mean Daggett County as a whole.
Yeah.
Not as individually.
It was a long, long time before.
I was going to say, my point is that as long as I've known you, you have not had a full head of hair.
I can say that. That is a true statement.
And I've always wondered it. And I've always wondered if the barber gives you half price.
No.
So this is pertinent to be on the.
We do have our meeting tomorrow.
Yes, and if I can, I will.
And we are doing them virtual.
Okay.
So we didn't get...
I'm planning on being there tomorrow, so...
Thank you.
But back to Randy's. I don't have anything further, so I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second before he worries about it.
Oh, yeah.
Call the question.
Yeah.
I didn't think you had to call the question on adjournment.
You don't, but some people choose to...
Sometimes it's a courtesy, I guess.
Well, I think we ought to extend this a little bit. I want to accept. Let's see how that works. I'm not calling the question. We're going to continue.
You've seen me squirming in my seat, so...
Okay. I haven't heard anything from Matt Henry yet.
As to what?
Special service.